May I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. It is very unusual for the fourth Sunday of Advent to be so close to Christmas. And in just a few hours, we will be back here again celebrating the Saviour's birth at the crib service this afternoon and then at our midnight mass tonight. But before we get caught up in the excitement and in the joy of Christmas Eve and Christmas night, I would like us to pause just for a little while and consider Mary, the mother of Jesus, and think not only about her giving birth to her son, but also about what she might mean for us. Last Friday, I took the school Eucharist and I spoke to the children and staff there about Mary. And I apologise to children who are here today who've already heard something of what I'm going to say. I described her fear when the angel Gabriel spoke to her. The angel had to reassure her and tell her that she had no need to be afraid. And he spoke those words because, of course, she was afraid. We too can be afraid at times. Afraid, perhaps, of the things which await us in 2018. Afraid of the things which may seem too big for us to manage. Afraid, perhaps, of what is required of us or expected of us. And even, sometimes, afraid, perhaps, of God. Then we thought at school about her willingness to accept God's difficult and dangerous call on her life. She didn't hesitate, but she said, "Yes, let it be done to me according to your word." I think I would have hesitated, asked for a bit more time perhaps, or asked like Zechariah when he was told of the birth to come of John the Baptist. I would have asked for a sign from heaven, from God, to prove that this difficult thing was going to happen. My usual ploy when given challenging requests is to ask for more information and then sleep on it in the hope that it will simply go away. Sometimes it does. But Mary looked God in the eye and she said, "Yes." And so Christ was born, and so we are born again in God. I told the children and the staff at school that it was Mary's yes which opened the doors of heaven for us, and that her love for Jesus, along with her, of course, excellent parenting, must have contributed in him to his own unique identity and calling. Her commitment to justice and to the poor in the strong tradition of the prophets is evident in the teaching of Jesus and in the life of the church and of Christians ever since. And I suggested that as she was Theotokos, the one who bore God into the world, the mother of God, Christians have always looked to her as another mother, a spiritual mother, a mother not far off, but as close to us as the breath of God and as the wisdom of God. Not hard-hearted, but tender and understanding of our weakness and of our need. Not in need of our attention, but humble and always present for us. And then I showed them some images of Mary from around the world, four of which I've given to you on the sheet which you should have received when you came in. We began with the first picture, the rather modern image, the icon there, which I think is a Palestinian icon of the Virgin Mary and Jesus. I suggested that the olive-skinned young woman it depicted was probably a good representation of how Mary would have looked in her own day. And then we looked at more popular representations in Western art of Mary as we often imagine or see her, as white, soft-skinned, as if she had lived a life of leisure. And then we looked at the second image on the sheet, which is from an old-fashioned picture book. I'm not sure whether this is something I ever saw in my childhood, but in my imagination it certainly is. It could have been a scene from a Thomas Hardy film, and I explained that this is really how, as a young person, I understood Mary to be, in a stable which looks almost Victorian. And then we looked at some very, very different representations of Mary from around the world, from Africa, as a beautiful young woman in white with stars and bathed in light, reflecting the glory of God. And then images of Mary from the Philippines, from Egypt, from Armenia, and from South America, the last picture on your sheet, which I think is really wonderful, complete with hummingbird and with flower, symbols of the forest, symbols of nature, symbols of divine power and of sweetness, perhaps symbols also of the Holy Spirit and divine wisdom. Each of these pictures shows Mary as a part of the culture from which they were painted, and each of them is a statement about the incarnation. God the Son, God born of Mary, became human in place and time, but in so doing he became part of all our humanity and raised to the life of God not just one people, not just one generation, but all peoples, in all places, in all times, in the great plethora of cultural forms and patterns, and in the myriad colours and languages which make up humankind. Jesus was not just Mary's son, but the child born to all of us, and Mary was not just Jesus' mother, but mother to each of us also in our day and in our place, which is why she is depicted everywhere as a part of each community, as a mother among her own people. Talking about Mary in this way made me realise again how much each of us may identify with her, as we do with Jesus and as we do with God, in our own culture. Mary may be a historical figure, but she is more than this. She is someone with whom we can identify very deeply, someone whom we can know within our own experience as an inspiration, as a tender heart of compassion, as a refuge from our fears, as a guide also who shares our humanity on our journey to God. At the school service last Friday, I was surprised that several of the teachers who normally come up to receive a blessing this time came up to receive communion. There are, of course, several teachers on our staff who are Roman Catholic, and they all expressed their thanks later on for making the importance of Mary, the foremost of the saints, known to our children. And they told me each a little bit about what Mary means for them within their own cultures and within their own experience. One Mexican teacher told me how, for Christians in her country, Christmas always feels like it begins on the feast day of Our Lady of Guadalupe, on the 12th of December, which is another beautiful example of how Mary leads us to Christ, and through and with Christ leads us to God. Today, as we treasure with Mary the gift of God to the world, the child Christ, whose birth we will celebrate this afternoon and this evening and tomorrow, in our own cultural experience and the rich pattern of our own being and history. Today, we each ask for grace from God to embrace with her God's will for our lives and the way of God in our own human living. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.